Tweede Nuwe Jaar, or the 2nd of January, is when communities in Cape Town take to the streets, ushering in the new year. The musicians and dancers are part of klopse, or clubs. They bang guma drums, creating the unique sound and rhythm, singing songs of hope and good luck, often taking pop songs and making it their own.
It's a mind-blowing experience. It's mind-blowing. You cannot imagine. People start to fly. The music drives them. Give me more. Give me more. And everyone was saying, give me more.
Melvin has been part of these parades since he was a child. Some of his earliest memories go back to the 1950s and 60s.
Freedom that's experienced in the parade, but there's much more than what people can imagine.
The carnival goes back more than 200 years, when the Dutch colonized the Cape in what is today South Africa. Slaves would come out on the second day of the new year to celebrate the day off. It's evolved since then, while the first formal carnival was held in 1907.
This is Bokop in Cape Town, where the parade of musicians and dancers would pass through, surrounded by tens of thousands of people who've come out to watch the spectacle. But for a second year in a row, COVID-19 has interrupted this long-standing tradition.
Despite the event being cancelled, some troops continue to practice whenever COVID-19 restrictions are eased. This is just one of the dozens of clubs that participate, with more than 20,000 other musicians, dancers and singers.
People are devastated. There's very, very, very little that we have going for ourselves. We come from the most marginalized parts of society here, here in the Western Cape. The attitude really is that we need to get the carnival going as quickly as possible.
While the carnival's origins go back to the days of slavery, people in this community say it now symbolizes far more.
We utilize this guma beat to drive us forward into the new year, and we use it as an aspirational factor, right? We become positive again, positive after a year of strife.
For now, the usual celebrations have been put on hold, but still with the hope that the global pandemic will not derail the passing on of a centuries-old custom. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Cape Town.